Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Except one of our YouTube people has to clip us singing it and put it on the internet.
Please don't.
We can't clip it.
Please don't.
Because it's a copyright song. We can't post it.
PD Spike. That was also an honorable mention.
Well, I'm not trying to be PD Spike. I'm just explaining why we don't put it up there. We can't. But a YouTube viewer could do that if they
wanted. You know what? Did I miss one?
Oh,
or
no.
Did you miss?
Oh, don't.
I was right. I'm always right, Spike.
Well, I mean, we all kind of do that. I mean, what was the last thing you
no,
were right about?
No, we all don't do that. I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
I do. I was right?
Yes.
I don't ever hear myself
I've never
that.
Been right, so I yeah. haven't had the opportunity. But what is he? I don't like. What has Spike even been right about?
Well, he's told us how right he was about the Phillies collapsing.
I was.
Oh, yeah.
Right about Jordan Romano.
Right, he had to stop saying Jordan Romano.
That one is going to start annoying me.
Like the Alec Bohm one is annoying me.
Well, the reason Jack doesn't want the Romano thing to happen is because he doesn't want me to have the eye with a baseball
player. No, I hate first game, like, this guy sucks things. That drives me nuts.
Well, I just told you he didn't
have
it.
But if he's right. If he saw it.
I got lucky. It's fine.
I didn't get lucky.
No, he got lucky. He's cooked. It's fine. It's happened.
Yeah, wow.
Well, and he said, whatchamacallit, who was the closer we got last year?
Oh, Estevez.
Yeah.
Wait, I said Estevez.
The day that we got him.
I said Estevez would give up a home run in the playoffs that would end the season.
And did you also say on that Ike would be thrilled by it?
I didn't say that.
Oh, now you want to bring me into this.
Yep. There it is. It's like everybody with the gun.
Everyone hands up.
Yep.
Hands up.
It's Spider-Man meme in here right now.
Well, yep. At least Estevez was analytics, Spike.
It was analytics.
Billy Bean asking?
Yes.
Which was I also appreciated.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> I was definitely right about Estevez. The Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Final count. Do you believe the Philly sports fan has changed? And if so, is it for the better? Yes, and it's better, 44.5%. No, we haven't changed, 38.3%. And 17.2% say yes, and it's worse. Before we get to the phones here, I don't know if you saw on Twitter earlier, I believe it was today or last night, Ike, there have been sort of like hints and rumors about one Stephen A. Smith potentially running for president. Yeah. And he tweeted today that he doesn't want to have to do politics, but it's such a mess out there. He is not closing the door on running for president.
Oh. ESPN with no shame.
Yeah.
It's just going to keep this going for the next 3 years.
They are.
Well, 4 years. We're talking about 3 years. We just started this term.
Well, yeah. But the, you know,
the campaign starts.
Because he would, if he runs,
assuming. He would have to win the.
Well, if they don't primary Trump, he'd have to run as a Democrat, so he'd have to win the primary.
Yeah.
So do you think Stephen A. could win a primary? I mean, he's a good debater.
A master
well,
at it.
With politics?
I mean, Trump won.
Foreign policy? Yeah. Well, listen. See, and that's the problem. Trump gave everybody hope that they could run for president.
That they could do
that's,
it. Yeah.
That they could run for president.
I just want to see him in a debate.
Stephen A.?
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
I mean, speeches will be fine.
It would be entertaining.
It would be great TV.
Could you imagine a debate with Stephen A. about the presidential debate? It'd be amazing.
Well,
who in the Democrat Party would... You don't even know like who else would be running.
No,
by the end.
No. I mean, there's Gavin Newsom, who's the governor of California. There's Kamala's still there.
Oh, we got our guy here, Josh Shapiro.
Josh Shapiro, yeah. Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Are Josh Shapiro and Tornado related?
Shapiro, yeah. It might be. We have to ask him whether Tornado is related to Josh. So, and unfortunately, the debate for all debates would be Stephen A. versus Trump,
but he would have to get there.
Well, but I don't know if Trump can't. I mean, the law, the Constitution says Trump can't run again, so he wouldn't debate Trump. He would debate J.D. Vance or whoever the candidate is.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Then what's the point?
Oh,
yeah.
No. I guess then he could run. He could run as a Republican if he wanted, because there will be a Republican primary, because Trump can't run again.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, so he could run either side. He could run on either side.
That'll be a tricky decision.
Yes. Man. Holy moly. I need it for the cinema.
I don't know what contract you just signed or how long it was for, but that could be the end of it.
Yes. Well, what if the contract is 3 years? Takes him right up into presidency.
Right.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How you doing today?
What's up,
fellas? Justin. I can't wait. Now, we can ask Justin about James Pierce.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, man. Back on OK Andrew, he left off James Pierce, man. He's an athlete, dude. Now, I know everybody's got, like, don't like Tennessee players because Derek Barnett didn't really pan out and all that stuff.
Well, there's no good Tennessee players in the pros either.
Right. Just the best defensive player in the history of the game.
No, that's one. I'm talking about who's the best since Reggie. I mean, Eric Berry, okay, great player. Yeah. What about last 10 years there, Justin?
Last 10 years? I don't know.
Well, you can take claim to Alvin Kamara. He started there.
I'm talking
Alvin
defense.
Alvin Kamara, you know, but yeah, it's been a rough few years. We've been out in the wilderness down here, but we're coming back.
You got Jalen Hyatt.
It ain't like we're Columbus here, okay? You know what I mean?
You would think you're in the SEC or top 10 team every year. Can you produce one good
SEC
pro?
Is overrated. How many times I got to tell you that?
I won the national championship last night.
Come on now. Come on. I mean, back on it's the Georgia Bulldogs of Philadelphia now, pretty much.
Yep. Except for Georgia. They're not overrated. Georgia's not overrated.
But, yeah. Pierce,
since we have a pipeline in there.
I mean, go back and look at his combine numbers and stuff. But I like to call them the underwear Olympics because, I mean, they're out there running in their dead gum underwear. I mean, yeah, they're going to be freaks doing that. You know, they ain't got no shoulder pads or nothing restricting them or nothing like that. But
Not restricting them anywhere, right, Justin?
No, they ain't got nothing restricting them.
Yep.
Just out there flying.
The hammer is real.
Free balling.
Yep.
Yeah. But, no, like going back to what you were saying initially, Spike, like about the Negadelphia fan, like explain that to me one more time. But like what you were saying, because I still don't get what you're trying to say. I've listened to all show, I swear to God I have.
What I'm trying to say is it seems like we have morphed into, it's actually, it's not not negative. It's a different kind of negative. It is an entitled sort of smug sort of the only thing we only talk about championships here. I'm not talking about the team unless they win a championship. I feel like we have morphed right into Yankee fan territory and Belichick Patriot fan territory and just like let's relax a little bit and not be those.
You've got to look like being an Eagles fan. All I've ever wanted was a Super Bowl, and I've seen them play in three in the last 7 years and win two of them. Should have won all three of them by rights. If it wasn't for that dadgum sloppy field, we would have won three of them.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, we're going to be peacocking, strutting around like a baney rooster. And the thing with the Phillies, I mean, everybody can feel good about them, but it's nine games into 162 games.
What's a baney rooster?
Thank you.
It's a fancy rooster, okay? We'll get down to the semantics here a little later. But anyway, okay. Like, it's 162 games. Yeah, you can feel good about them, but it's a long daggone season, too, boys. I mean, I get it.
If they were two and seven, and they hadn't fixed any of the things that they had fixed.
If they were the Braves.
No, but that's my question. Okay.
So the
thing is, if they were 2-7 and they were swinging at everything, do you think we would be saying it's a long season?
Probably not. No.
Okay. Yeah. So
it'd probably be skies falling. It really would.
Yeah.
But
whatever.
I mean, the thing that really, really tickled me yesterday when I was listening, I wanted to call so bad I couldn't stand it. But like my favorite thing of the 80s, your little topic yesterday, and I know you don't like when people go back.
Nah, whatever. It's 5:30 segment.
It's 5:30, exactly. Yeah. You give up. It's over now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I've been
listening. He says you give up.
Well, we get some of the best radio after I've given up in the 5:30 segment. I stopped trying to control everything.
Right.
I think my wife should be able to do a top five spikes as well. Yep. And trying to control everything spike, it would be number one.
Easily.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing of the 80s was like the slasher horror movies, like Nightmare on Elm Street and Halloween and Friday the 13th and all them. That was flipping.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Slashers. Like, what do they call them? Slashers?
Slashers.
Slashers.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah. Now, that was their peak, the 80s. I think the first Friday the 13th and the first Halloween may have been. God, were they 79 or 78?
Oh, yeah, probably the first ones.
The
were
first
like
one,
79,
but they really got their rhythm in the 80s, absolutely.
Yeah, the first Friday the 13th was in the 80s, but the first Halloween was the 70s, and then like anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, and something else I want to grab about. I've got this MLB Network package, but I live in dadgum Braves country, and y'all know how bad I hate the Braves, and I'm blacked out because I don't have that stupid FanDuel thing, so I can't even watch that game tonight. That's ridiculous living down here, stinking ice, dug-in Braves.
Well, you're not blacked out. You can't watch it on the Braves.
You got to pay extra for the FanDuel thing that they're on now. It's ridiculous. And I've got the MLB, package, pay $120 like you were telling the dude from LA yesterday about.
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all have had a great show today. Psych! That was a good one. I figured I'd try to help you bring that back.
Psych!
You said yesterday you wanted to bring it back.
Yep. Psych!
I love you, boys. I mean it. I really do. We'll holler at you later.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin. Love you, brother.
215-592-9494. Jack, you're looking like you're thinking about something else, that you're thinking about appliances.
Well, I'm always, when I look like I'm just glazed over.
You're thinking about National Appliance
always
Warehouse.
Just thinking about National Appliance
Oh, their giant selection.
Yeah, listen, over 100 brands from sub-zero to budget.
You 15, see everything in there.
15,000 square foot showroom. It's huge.
You walk, price assure.
You walk in, you're like, wow, I'm taken care of. National Appliance Warehouse wants to make you feel like you can walk in there and you're part of their family. There's so many things that set National Appliance Warehouse apart. And listen, we know that builders, designers, contractors, you're working hard for your clients. And when they need the right appliance, get to National Appliance Warehouse. We've talked about them for a long time. What are you waiting for? My parents just went down there a couple weeks ago, and they got a new dishwasher. It was installed over the weekend. Beyond happy with it. So National Appliance Warehouse, you're going to get, first off, you're going to get the best price. Now, it's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Also, tax-free Delaware helps. And, of course, they always have great savings events going on as well. But you're going to get of course, the right appliance, which you mentioned at the beginning, over 100 brands and a 15,000 square foot showroom. And on top of that, a great experience with knowledgeable professionals. You walk in there, trust me, you'll feel like a part of their family. That is the National Appliance Warehouse culture. On top of that, they will do everything, installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today.
Man.
Yeah. And as always, tell them Fritz said.
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, cut that.
Nope. Yeah. My appliances from National Appliance Warehouse coming Thursday.
Nice.
Pretty excited. Pretty excited. The whole kitchen's worth of appliances.
Wow.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah. What'd you do?
House spike.
What you did the whole kitchen?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, bro. That's actually the least of my worries.
Who paid for it?
The kitchen?
Yeah. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, okay.
I paid for it.
Oh, okay, good. It's about time.
Yeah. Yes. Jake in Philly, you're on WIP. Who paid for it?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Jake?
Hey, all right, I think as a Phillies or as a Philadelphia fan, we haven't really changed. We just brought something to measure now. Like we have stuff. Other than the argument we used to have is like, you haven't been good in 10 years. We've been fine. You have. Now it's we have two championships.
And that's right.
We have this. So it's a little bit different. Like, it is a different, but I think we're still the same, like, a-holes, bro. They were still horrible.
I don't. You know when I remember this? Jack, I don't know if you're old enough to remember it. Ike, you were around for it. Mm-hmm. I remember Philly fans getting a little bit like this after 08. I remember.
Oh, yeah, when they won the World Series. Oh, yeah.
A little smug, a
yeah,
little like.
To the table now.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Jake.
Oh, okay. So I got two things. There's two, like, kind of questions. So I don't think I've heard it on the radio. I'm not going to be that guy. But the Eagles still have the safety from the Vikings, 2022 first round draft pick that they picked up. He also went to Georgia. Like, I don't know.
Is it Lewis Cine? Lewis Cine, yeah.
Again, he has a lot to prove, so I just don't know if they're going to go safety early, like that is necessary.
Yeah, I don't think so, edge. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I hope they go edge.
I think they would go.
My big question,
Ike's been saying edge or corner, and it seems like that's what they value on the defense.
If they go cornerback 2 years in a row after not going cornerback for my whole life, it will be wild.
They need an edge.
That would be good, too.
I don't care what we say. I hope you know Aziz Ojulari works out. I hope Josh Uche works out. They need an edge.
Yes.
They need an edge. Yeah. I hope Jalix Hunt can take a step up. I hope Bryce Huff is not MIA this year, but that's the value position I think they need to take. Thank you for the call, Jake. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean they need to.
No, I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Oh, perfect. Timing, fellas. Spritzy, really messing up with that National, was it?
Yep. National Plants Warehouse.
There's no messing up.
Yeah, saliva was all over the place. You should see the glass. It's covered in spit.
Well, we're on YouTube now, and I don't see any comments about there being any spritzy.
They can't see the glass.
Yeah, well, they can see me whenever I talk. I don't see spit flying.
You guys got to pull the squeegees out, boys. Pull the squeegees out.
Yep. Shut up, Dustin.
In all seriousness, Jack. You're going to kick the camera's ass in that competition. Yeah. And I can't wait. I can't wait to hear the excuses from that guy.
Well, he's going to get hurt before.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, him making it to the competition. Right. I put
will
that
be shocking,
at
yes.
plus 350 that he even makes it to the competition.
What do you think happens first, Spike? A pulled hammy or a twisted ankle?
A groin has to be
going back
in.
To that groin again.
Yeah. Go to the groin.
He's a groinsman.
He's got two of them that are bad.
He's also, he could be a hernia guy. He could definitely be a hernia guy.
No upper body things are good. Like, he's not really
going
to lift
all
at all.
Be lower body.
Yes.
Tons of lower body injuries.
A lot of soft tissue stuff with that guy.
I can't wait for the aftermath with it. It's going to be great talk radio. We got to have pre and post game interviews as well.
Oh, are you kidding me?
For sure.
Yeah.
Cover this thing like it's a Super Bowl.
Yeah. And the basketball game, we got to do the play by play.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And then in hour three of the one on one game,
it won't take that long.
Now, right, we're going to do 6-2.
Are we going to do one thing a day or is it going to be all in one day?
Oh, it's got to be all in one day?
Oh, like, it's got to be all in one day. What do you think we
can do? Well, I'm saying we could also spread it out like one. Like, you know,
we don't want to spread it out.
No, all one day, like Revenge of the Nerds. That's what I keep thinking, like the Revenge of the Nerds talent show or whatever, the competition.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, oh, you've never seen
it. No idea what you're talking about. Yeah, is that weird science?
But do you think the camera could last a full day of competition like that?
No,
there's no way. That's why the younger, stronger guys go, he's more likely to win this.
It's going to be great. You guys got to put out the schedule for it so we can go out there and cheer them on.
Absolutely. Yeah, we will be. Thank you for the call, Dustin. This will be incredibly public. Like you will be allowed to come watch it.
Well, and I've had several people offer facilities.
Yes.
For us to use.
Yeah.
So
I need a date. I need a date. Once Lakin gets back from his world travels.
As soon as he gets back from whatever he's doing.
Whichever convention he's at this week.
Which is my favorite. I might need to do a top five of Lakin's.
Yes.
But free trip Lakin is number one.
Free trip Lakin.
We
got
to wait to do it when he comes back so he can hear it.
Yes. Liar Lakin. Oh, yes. Yeah, we can't do it now.
Yeah, don't do it early. Yes.
Poor communication, Lakin. There's how much time you got? Fantasy Lakin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Fantasy Lakin.
Fantasy Lakin is something else. It's the whole reason he has this job is so he can
run fantasy
be in fantasy leagues.
I actually know sports, unlike the last PD.
I told you were threatened by how much baseball knowledge he has.
Yeah. Oh, man, backed into a corner.
Yep.
You want to let Spike become the baseball guy on the show?
Don't let me get hot.
You want to write the book? Kevin and Spike, they're going to write the second
version. Less work for Kevin in that situation, I can tell you.
I told you. I wrote 200-ish pages.
Yeah. The text line. Oh man. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
You can't enjoy the sweet without the sour. Reminds me of a wild night in Cincy I had with Ike Reese. We went to see a Salt-N-Pepa tribute act named Sweet and Sour. And while they weren't as good as Salt-N-Pepa, Ike didn't indeed push it. Come on! Tornado Shapiro.
That's a
good one.
Definitely a good one. What's next?
Even we disagree with Elliot. The Eagles.
He had a great year. Special year.
It was like MVP performance for Mike, a belt-keeping performance for Mike, who holds the belt right now, as he steps in for the Jalen didn't have that good a year and the right. dagger wasn't that important with Elliott. It was like he made me say the dagger wasn't that important. He made me go there. It was like a tag team match. I felt like I was reaching and I got the tip of my finger and he came in and just like went ham.
Because he breaks you.
He does. Yeah.
He breaks you. Even the most rational people.
Yep.
He breaks.
He does. What's next?
Spike opening the show. Look, guys, I think fans have gotten incredibly smug, and being smug will get you nowhere in life. Anywho, current Eagles Insider of the Year, Elliot Shore Parks, will be in for the full hour today. Mike in Havertown.
Mr. Smug.
Yep. He could go for hours, too. The debates? No, I don't.
Yep.
I don't mean with sex.
Yeah, there's no way, right?
No.
You going to break that down?
Who wants to go for hours?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
You think he's a stamina man?
I got nothing.
It sounds like a Twitter poll.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that Twitter poll?
What's next?
He does not hit hard. The bag that Elliot is boxing.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, a little bit of information. He's like, yeah, I think I hit hard. Oh, okay. I'm sure.
Elliot giving up on boxing is incredible.
And that is such a Joe DeCamera thing. I'm actually surprised. I forgot that he was doing the whole boxing thing until you said something.
So did I.
Because he never gives us updates.
No, we never got video of it either. We're supposed to get
video.
There's
no way he's letting us get video of it.
I would love to see
it. Can't you just imagine him, like, he's at the bag? He's like, pew. You know what I mean? Like, that's the noise that he makes when he goes to punch.
Do you think he does the finger spin in the air after he hits the... That's a celebration.
I wish people could see the finger wag.
Yes.
So that they knew what we're talking about every time we bring it up.
They knew.
Well, we got to go out with him.
College Elliot.
And video.
Yes.
Like, from afar. What's next?
Tired of being the daily butt of the joke for the text line, a determined Spike came in today and immediately called everyone smug before chasing that with declaring that his wife is a terrible gift giver. Alex in Lancaster.
That is not what I said.
What do you implied?
She is a good gift giver. She is.
Well, you
She's
would
a
be
great
more excited
giver.
About getting gifts.
No.
Yeah, but you hate gifts.
I don't. I don't like mandatory gifts. I don't like when somebody has to get me a gift or I have to get somebody a gift.
Yeah.
What's next?
I love this! Sits down in front of a giant piece of tofu in the shape of a turkey. Spike at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there's not a lot for me to eat.
Yeah, it's your favorite holiday, but you can't eat any of the food.
Shout out to Aunt Marla. Yeah.
Is it tofu? What did he say? Tofu?
He said tofu, didn't he?
No.
I love this! Sits down in front of a giant piece of tofu in the shape of a turkey.
He said tofu.
He's so stupid.
He's dumb. Even if you spelled it wrong, it's tofu.
And did not spell it wrong.
Yeah.
Did not spell it wrong. He's so dumb.
Tofu. One take battle.
Tofu.
One take battle. He's like,
how does he not know he's not saying that right?
Yeah. His job is to voice things.
Yeah. He talks. Specifically. And he can it's not live. He could recut it.
Right.
One take battle. What's next?
Newly unveiled Spike Hate leaderboard. Remaining at number 3 is Christmas, while fun in general falls to number 2. And coming out of nowhere to land the top spot is daycares. Oddly. Mark in Montgomery.
Pets Live. You like daycare?
Daycares.
I think it's just to talk about the daycare, the Phillies.
Daycare. Oh, the Phillies daycare. Yeah. Regular daycare, I have no problem with.
Yeah, I didn't think you would have that take on regular daycare.
No. Is Fritz at 6 coming up next?
Well, no, leading off's coming up next.
Oh, yeah. Jack taking you up until Phil's Braves tonight.
35 minutes of Around the Horn.
Oh,
Braves players.
Are you going to have the listeners participate in Around the Horn tonight?
Of course. Okay. Of course. Right. We're trying to fill time here, pal.
All right. You know what else the listeners can participate in?
Yeah,
what?
Sex.
Sex.
Oh, we're there?
Yeah.
They can?
They can.
No.
And they could do it better with Blue Chew.
There we go.
We recommend it. We recommend it. Your lover is going to be happier with you. You
a lover.
Yes. You are going to be, well.
That's the term we used to use back in the
day. Yeah. Lover's been put away for a little bit, it feels like.
You're going to be more confident because you're going to perform better. Mm-hmm. And the entire process of getting the Blue Chew, which is... the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Levitra, Staxanol. The entire process is better, Ike.
Yeah.
It's better.
No, I totally agree. I mean, listen, nobody wants to go to a doctor, have to sit there.
No.
waiting in the lobby, especially somebody like me. And they're like, hey,
Ike, what are you here for?
Yeah, you know.
No. So it's all online with Blue Chew.
Well, especially in Ike's case.
Yes.
You know, he walks in there, he's getting a lot of looks.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Honestly, they're like, all right.
Yeah, we know. We get it.
We know, exactly, yeah. Yes.
So no, with Blue Chew, no doctor's visit. Also, you don't have to go to the pharmacy afterwards. And the best thing is, because it is all made and shipped right here in the U.S. of A., it's less expensive than a pharmacy. Mm-hmm. What, Jack? No, don't. Not today. You did it yesterday. You did a joke yesterday. You got it out. All right. It's all made here in the U.S.
Well, getting it out also helps.
Yes.
Yep.
Is made here in the USA, so they ship it to you direct to your mailbox in a discreet and
hard package.
There you go.
There you go.
You just go to BlueChew.com, and as courtesy of the WIP Afternoon Show, because we want you to be a top performer, we are covering your first month.
There we go.
It's free. Me, Ike, Jack, we are paying for your first month.
I like it.
That's right.
So just go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. You do the quick online consultation, whatever, and then it arrives. All you do is pay for the shipping, $5, and it arrives in the mail, and then you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.